Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. For the next couple of weeks, we're going to be following the case of a Plainville woman who allegedly encouraged or even coerced her friend to commit suicide, mostly through text messages. Conrad Roy was 18 when he killed himself 3 years ago. The manslaughter case against his friend Michelle Carter hinges on whether words alone are the same thing as actually helping a person take his own life. Today, Carter's friends took the stand to testify. Here's Alexis Eblin reading a text Michelle Carter sent her on the night of Roy's suicide, July 12, 2014.
He called me and I heard like muffled sounds and some type of motor running, and it was like that for 20 minutes and he wouldn't answer. I think he killed himself.
Well, Boston Globe reporter Jan Ransom was at the Taunton Courthouse where this case is going on, and she joins us. Hi there, Jan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I understand that right now you're actually in the parking lot in Fairhaven where Conrad Roy was found dead?
Yes. We're over here now. The prosecutors brought Judge Manzio over here to the scene where Conrad's vehicle was found. It's something that they do in most criminal cases. Usually if there were a jury involved, the jury would have been present, but in this case it's just the judge.
I see. And so were you able to, I mean, I don't know where press was allowed to stand. Were you able to hear anything about the nature of the discussion that happened between counsel and the judges at the parking lot?
Yes, we got pretty close. It was pretty much a basic discussion. The prosecutor pretty much, pointed out that the Kmart was pretty much several feet away from where Conrad parked. He parked in sort of a secluded portion of the parking lot. There is a main part of the parking lot where it's heavily trafficked, and he was away from all of that. And also at the parking spot, there were some flowers that were set up as a memorial for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, today, to get back to what happened in the courtroom today, it was four women who testified about the defendant, Michelle Carter, and text messages they received from her about Conrad Roy and his death. What happened?
Yeah, so today was day two in the trial, and prosecutors today continue to paint the picture of Michelle Carter as this attention-seeking teenager who essentially used Conrad's death as a way to improve her social standing. Prosecutors called four women to the stand, as you mentioned, and they all each testified that Michelle texted them when Conrad was found. And she said on the phone, she said that she was on the phone with him essentially during the time of his death.
Wow. So we've got some tape here from key testimony from one of the witnesses, Samantha Boardman, who also went to school with Michelle Carter. So let's listen to a little bit about what she said today.
Sam, his death was my fault. Like, honestly, I could have stopped him. I was on the phone, and he got out of the car because it was working, and he got scared, and I told him to get back in, Sam, because I knew he would do it all. All over again the next day, and I couldn't have him live the way he was living anymore. I couldn't do it, and I wouldn't let him.
So that's Samantha Boardman, I think, testifying as to something that she says Michelle Carter told her. Was this before Conrad Roy actually did take his own life?
No, this was actually after.
After, okay.
Yes. It was kind of bizarre, this sort of series of text messages that were sent. Before Conrad had even killed himself, she was saying that she was concerned about him, his well-being, and that he was missing, and that he was going through a difficult time. And then once she actually knew and was on the phone with him, she was still pretending to not totally understand what had happened to him and where he was. And then on July 13, 2014, when the family was aware and it was pretty much, you know, police were involved, she contacted all four women and said, he committed suicide. And prosecutors used those text messages today to show that, you know, she was doing this basically just to get sympathy and to be the quote-unquote grieving girlfriend.
I mean, this is all very chilling to hear, especially since, I mean, her words were documented in these text messages. But, of course, I mean, yesterday this week in opening arguments, Michelle Carter's defense team is making the point that There's no legislation that criminalizes words that may encourage someone to take their own life, and that at the end of the day, sadly, tragically, Conrad Roy is responsible for the actions he took against himself. I mean, what did they say today, or what questions did they ask the witnesses today to bolster their argument in her defense?
Yeah, they didn't stray too far from the points that they were making yesterday. They continued to highlight that, you know, Conrad was researching ways to kill himself, and, you know, that's something that he had wanted for a long time. And there was a detective on the stand, and the defense, you know, wanted to know from him, you know, well, did you speak to the companies that run the website or the people who run the website that, you know, highlight suicide? And so they continue to focus on putting, I guess, the blame, if you will, on Conrad and away from Michelle.
Well, that's the Boston Globe's Jan Ransom bringing us up to speed on testimony today in the manslaughter case against Michelle Carter. Jan, thank you so very much.
Thank you.